Hello, Dunaway. Welcome to our teacher interview series. My name is Addison Eglinton, and I will be one of your interviewers along with...
Hi, everyone. My name is Aaliyah Brooks, and we are here with one of our amazing teachers, Miss Goen.
Hey, everyone.
So what grade and subject do you teach?
I teach 6th through 8th. I have three English language development classes, and I have a drama class, and I also teach intervention.
Nice to have you here, Miss Goen. We were wondering if you could give us more information on what drama class is like.
Seeing as how our scripture never even knew there was such a thing.
Drama is super fun. We play a lot of games because it's all about teamwork and cooperation. And we do something called improvisation, which means you're acting on the spot. And there are all kinds of games to do that. And we actually have such a great group this year of 7th and 8th graders. We decided to put on a play. So we have chosen our play. We just cast it. And we're going to be performing it in January.
That seems lovely. How would you describe yourself when you were in middle school? Because I know a lot of teachers were really different, you know?
I was, I think, kind of shy. I loved learning and I loved doing like reports and stuff. I remember that. But I didn't have a lot of friends. I was kind of a little bit of a loner. So, but I remember enjoying it. I remember I liked my teachers and yeah.
So what are you guys learning about in drama right now?
Well, right now we're about to learn about stage directions so that I can start to what's called block the play. And that means I, as a director, I give the actors directions where to go on stage. So we're doing that, and we always make time for improv games because we need to have a lot of fun too.
What's your favorite unit to teach in drama?
Let's see. I would say improv for sure. I think improv is everyone's favorite thing to do, and you just kind of get to express yourself and have fun and laugh a lot, and learning how to do things on the spot is good for everything, so... That's, I think, my favorite is all the things that make my students laugh and smile.
So was teaching your dream job, or was there something else that you kind of had your heart set on but then made you choose teaching?
Yeah. Well, I remember from the time I was little inviting all the neighborhood kids over and being their teacher in the garage and teaching them things. I don't know what I taught them, but... And then later in life, I kind of decided I wanted to be an actress, and I went to school for that in New York City, and then I decided I wanted to be a singer. So it took me a little while to get to the path of being a teacher, but once I did, I realized that was always what I was supposed to be.
If you could go back to younger you and tell them something that you know now that would help them out a lot, what would you say?
I would say you are wonderful and amazing just the way you are. You don't have to be like anybody else.
So what were some of your past jobs before you came here?
Oh, my goodness. I've had so many jobs. I worked at a shoe store. Actually, twice I worked at a shoe store, and I worked at Claire's. I pierced ears at Claire's, and I was I washed cars, but I did it really badly. But that people complained to my parents that I did a terrible job.
Never the parents.
And I charged $5, which was apparently a lot. But anyway, I babysat a lot. I was a nanny. I was actually a nanny to the stars. And if you want to know Who for? You can ask me later. I taught preschool for a long time. I thought maybe I was going to be a preschool teacher and teach two-year-olds. What else? Oh, I was a hostess at a restaurant, but I only lasted 2 days. And I worked at a bakery. I'm sure there... Oh, I worked at the Gap. Seriously. Okay. Lots of stuff.
Well, that was a lot of completely different jobs, which was very interesting. I'm very glad that you could come in for this interview, and thank you so much.
Me too. That was super fun. Thanks for interviewing me.